Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Biden has said Russia badly underestimated the resolve of NATO when it invaded Ukraine. Speaking at the end of a NATO summit in Lithuania, Mr. Biden promised NATO would support Ukraine for as long as it took to win the war. The alliance did not offer Ukraine an invitation to join, nor a timetable for membership. But our diplomatic correspondent, James Landale, who's in the Lithuanian capital Vilnius, so there had been a change of mood on that subject.
Yesterday there was a row because the communique that came out was very explicit. NATO will only allow Ukraine to join when the Allies want to and when the conditions are met. And it never didn't spell or set out what those conditions would be. But today, NATO leaders have been falling over themselves to basically say to Ukraine and to President Zelensky, look, no, that there has been a change here.
President Zelensky said the summit had put Ukraine firmly on the road to NATO membership. In his nightly video address, President Zelensky said G7 leaders had provided Ukraine with long-term security guarantees which it had never had before. He said the summit in Lithuania had removed any doubts about whether Ukraine would join NATO.
What did we get from the summit? In the end, we got, I think, a big positive. We really got unity, and the leaders supported Ukraine. We got unambiguity that Ukraine will be in NATO. Speaking of when it will be, I believe we will be in NATO as soon as the security situation is stabilised.
Russian media are reporting that a senior military figure, Lieutenant General Oleg Sokov, has been killed in a missile strike in the occupied southern Ukraine. He's said to have died when a hotel in the city of Berdyansk, where Russian commanders were staying, was destroyed. The Defence Ministry has not confirmed his death. After days of speculation, the BBC's highest-paid newsreader, Hugh Edwards, has been named as the presenter at the centre of claims he paid a teenager for sexually explicit images. In a statement, Mr. Edwards' wife said he was being treated in hospital for serious mental health problems. Here's Charlotte Gallagher.
The key allegation that the police investigation was about surrounded the parents of a young person saying that Hugh Edwards had paid their child around $45,000 for sexually explicit images that started when that person was 17. And in this country, it is illegal to take, make, possess, share indecent images of someone under the age of 18. But police have looked into that allegation and they say there is no evidence that any crime was committed and they're not taking any further action.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The tech billionaire Elon Musk has launched his own artificial intelligence company. xAI will compete with Google DeepMind and OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT. The company says its aim is to understand the true nature of the universe. Elon Musk has previously warned of the danger of artificial intelligence. Twitter is facing a lawsuit in a San Francisco court accusing the social media company of failing to pay at least $500 million in severance to thousands of employees. Twitter previously said it paid former employees in full. More than half the workforce was laid off by Elon Musk after he acquired the company last October. Here's our North America correspondent, Sean Dilley.
Courtney McMillan was in charge of employee benefits at Twitter until January. She claimed the 2019 severance package promised most laid-off workers 2 months' pay plus 1 week for each full year of employment. Some senior colleagues, she said, should have received 6 months, but no one received more than one. Twitter has already been sued separately for failing to pay severance, but those actions were launched for breach of contract. McMillan's lawsuit focuses on employee benefits.
The United Nations Refugee Agency has urged Ghana to halt the expulsion of refugees from Burkina Faso. It said it was concerned by reports that hundreds of Burkina-based citizens, mainly women and children, had been deported from Ghana after fleeing there to escape violence in their homeland. More than 2 million people in Burkina Faso have been displaced. Wildlife officials in California are trying to capture a sea otter that's been attacking surfers and hijacking their boards. Surfers in the Santa Cruz area have been warned to avoid the animal. The female otter is said to have been harassing surfers for weeks, but has recently become more aggressive. California sea otters remain an endangered species. BBC News.